What is the name of this show again, Ken?
It's been so long. Let me think. You something 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 up.
You can't keep doing this is the name of the... make it up.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Number 233 for February 11th, 2013. How are you?
Fine, all things considered. You know, I mean, we've been away or on hiatus or whatever.
And I was thinking about that. What do we say to people who say, well, are you the guys doing the show anymore?
Well, we had to take a break to, audition for Survivor. Needless to say, we didn't make the cut.
I wouldn't make the auditions.
You know, just as well. I mean, who wants to be in a harsh environment where you're surrounded by basically a bunch of self-centered jerks who just can stab you in the back? I mean, that's like one of the radio stations I used to work at. I don't need that.
There's that, and the fact that no male looks halfway decent in a Speedo.
There you go.
Come on. You know how some folks, usually lawmakers, always manage to devise some dumb rule or law, and then they realize it's too goofy to work, so they quickly get rid of it?
Let me think. Lawmakers and dumb laws. And that never happens.
Yeah, but after they get rid of it, they lie about why they did.
Oh, okay.
You know? Well, I saw this on the New York Times online website, and the headline was, "Stop the Honking." New York City suggests it's a lost cause.
Okay.
And the article goes on to explain that New York City, the Big Apple, has a noise ordinance banning honking your horn. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a noise ordinance in New York City. Yeah, that's going to work.
That'll work, yeah. Well, it turns out it's rarely enforced. In fact, they only issued 206 summonses the entire year of 2012. And so the transportation department in New York City is now removing the signs from the lampposts in the city. The signs say, "Don't honk, $350 penalty."
Okay.
Yeah. I got you honked right here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Tell a cabbie he can't honk. So, they get rid of the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
The city's rationale for that decision?
Okay.
Quote, "The move was part of an effort to declutter the streets of often ignored signs."
Right. That's the ticket. Yes.
You cannot make it up.
I'll go back to your 16-ounce drinks, will you?
Sometimes I fall short. Sometimes I'm just long for home. It's not that it's hard. It's just that we've come so far, we can't come down. We're on the run, we can't even see these things that we're running from. It's been so long, I still can't get enough. Look up to the stars, reach out your head. I don't wanna guess where all this dust is gonna land. They can't come down. They're still on the run, but we'll never see these things that we're running from. It's been so long.
From Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Well, okay.
Fellow homies, I'm from Connecticut, born, raised.
And I'm a transplanted Chicagoan now in Connecticut for decades.
These are the Alternate Roots. That tune is off their third studio record lately. It was recorded and produced in Nashville not long after the band left the Vanguard label back in 2010. So these aren't your typical indies.
That's what should be on the Connecticut license plate for the slogan, Alternate Roots. Alternate Roots. There you go.
Chopper Dave. The Alternate Roots were started by lead singer Tim Warren and Eric Donnelly 11 years ago while studying at Fairfield U.
Oh.
They were college kids at Fairfield University. The band was one of 50 acts who performed most recently at the Daylong Music Fest to benefit the Sandy Hook School, the Newtown community, and the families of those killed in that hideous shooting spree. The Alternate Roots, we salute you guys for doing the right thing and getting out there and playing music for great causes.
I still
stick around for the close of our show. We'll spin, in my humble opinion, the best track on the Lately album, the unplugged and haunting Lollapalooza. The Alternate Roots. We'll put links out there to their music on our show notes. And this is You Can't Make It Up. This show originates at 2kenscomedy.com. If you don't find us there, somebody stole our show.
For reasons unknown.
Maybe we can use that as the excuse while we've been away. If you'd like to email us, feedback at 2kenscomedy.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at 2kens. Since last we spoke to you, we had a passing, a person that has no longer with us.
Yeah, her real name is Pauline, or was Pauline Friedman Phillips, but you knew her better as Abigail Van Buren, a.k.a. Dear Abby. And yes, she did die last month. She was 94.
People would say she had a long and very prosperous life.
Well, you know, Andy Rooney used to say, yeah, 94 is a good run unless you're 94.
Yeah.
I mean, I will confess, every so often I used to glance at the column just for giggles and stuff. And well, I wanted to share with our listeners and with you some of the actual letters that were sent into Dear Abby. I mean, these rival the stupidity of those Butterball hotline calls.
Yeah.
And these are actual letters actually compiled by Dear Abby in a book she put out called The Best of Dear Abby. I mean, I can read the whole letters, but here's some that are so stupid you don't even need to hear her response. Dear Abby, I have a man I could never trust. He cheats so much, I'm not even sure this baby I'm carrying is his.
Okay.
Dear Abby, I'm a 23-year-old liberated woman who's been on the pill for 2 years. It's getting expensive, and I think my boyfriend should share half the cost. But I don't know him well enough to talk money with him.
2 years.
Dear Abby, I suspected that my husband had been fooling around, and when I confronted him with the evidence, he denied everything and said it wouldn't happen again.
I'm sensing a theme here of these letters.
Dear Abby, I joined the Navy to see the world. Okay, I've seen it. How do I get out?
Stop the world. Let me off.
Dear Abby, I was married to a guy named Bill for 3 months, and I didn't know he drank until one night he came home sober.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Dear Abby, you once told some woman whose husband had lost all interest in sex to send him to a doctor. Well, my husband has lost all interest in sex, and he is a doctor. What do I do now?
Find another doctor.
Now, here's a few where I think you do need her response, because she's on the ball. Dear Abby, I've been going steady with a man for 6 years. We see each other every night. He says he loves me. I know I love him, but he never mentions marriage. Do you think he's going out with me just for what he can get? Signed, Gertie. Dear Gertie, I don't know. What's he getting?
And we want details, Gertie.
Dear Abby, 5 months after our son was married, his wife gave birth to a 10-pound baby. It's after 5 months. They said the baby was premature. Tell me, can a baby that big be that early? Signed, Wondering. Dear Wondering, the baby was on time. The wedding was late.
Yeah, that's the excuse, and we're sticking to it.
Yeah. Dear Abby, I know boys will be boys, but my boy is 73, and he's still chasing women. Any suggestions? Signed, Jake. Dear Jake, don't worry. My dog has been chasing cars for years, but if he ever caught one, he wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And finally, Dear Abby, I'm 44 years old, and I would like to meet a man my age with no bad habits. Signed, Rose. Dear Rose, so would I. Dear Abby, gone at 94.
Abigail Beecher, the history teacher.
Thank you. That'll be fine.
1, 2, 3. Was that a Beatles song?
Well, you got me now.
Do you know what happened on this date exactly 50 years ago today?
I don't know what happened on this date last year. What are you, nuts?
Let me refresh your memory, and in the course of doing that, tell you how so much has changed in the value of the dollar. February 11th, 1963, the Beatles recorded their first album, Please Please Me, at Abbey Road Studios. It was released in just 39 days and helped to create the phenomenon that became Beatlemania. Each one of the Beatles for that recording session, which lasted 9 hours and 45 minutes, took them 9 hours and 45 minutes to do the whole album.
Right.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
Each member of the Beatles received 30 pounds, full payment for the recording session, 30 pounds, the equivalent today, $47.40, for recording the album. Now, they went on to make a few more shekels after that.
Just a couple.
Yeah, the Beatles.
On March 17th, we praise the patron saint of beer.
Yeah, love the beer.
We don't cheer for greenish beer or Irish cream liqueur. Because the man you toast was one devout teetotaler. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
'Twas only clear and let it stop. He poured into his tank.
St. Paddy's Day is going to be here before you know it.
Nah.
And the Irish are ready for sure this time. I saw this article over on iMotorTimes.com.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Lawmakers in one part of the Emerald Isle may have just found the secret to curbing drunk driving. They legalized it.
Okay.
I'm serious. The Kerry County Council of Ireland passed an unprecedented law last month while we were away, those sneaky devils. Councillors voted 5-3 to allow police to issue drunk driving permits for people who have consumed the equivalent of 2-3 alcoholic drinks. If all you've had is 2 or 3 drinks, here's your permit. Go drive.
Well, what could possibly go wrong?
This makes Ireland the only country in the entire world, really, where rural residents can operate a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Yep, see, here's my permit. Get out of the way there, officer. That said, the rest of Ireland sets the alcohol limit at 50 milligrams, or the equivalent of consuming a pint, just a pint of beer. Would you be fetching me another beer, keeper? I still got my permit here. So, what exactly is the idea behind the law, you may ask?
Well, let me ask. What's the idea behind the law?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
Kerry County Councillor Danny Healy-Ray says, quote, "A lot of these people are living in isolated rural areas where there's no public transport of any kind. And they end up at the home looking at four walls night in and night out because they don't want to take the risk of losing their license. So, what the hell? Legalized drinking. Drunk driving? You're legal. The new law, backers say, will significantly improve the quality of life for elderly people."
Yeah, of course it will.
Those are the ones who make it home safely. Those who don't won't improve their lives at all. A drunk driving permit will offer a better life to people that would otherwise become too depressed or too afraid to leave home. Kerry County Mayor Terry O'Brien calls it, quote, "incredibly dangerous." Really? He says, "I don't know how anybody can be allowed to say you've had 2 pints, so you're justified to drive."
Well, at least the Irish aren't, you know, feeding the stereotype.
No. We don't make this up, folks. If you hear it on this show, as absurd as it sounds and stupid, that's why it's here, because it exists.
Jeez.
I'm stupid, therefore I am. Did you, not that this show needs it, but did you remember how to save a moment of duh for us?
Well, you know, it was a struggle, but I finally did remember to do it, and I remembered that I remembered, so here we go.
Okay.
You know, because we were in hiatus, you know what filled up pretty rapidly? The old police blotter.
Oh, there it is.
And there was just so much to choose from, most of which fall into our well-traveled, dude, you're doing it wrong department. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a couple of these things. Over in Slidell, Louisiana, there was a would-be burglar who planned to rob his former employer, a restaurant called Kenny Seafood. Ooh, wonder if there's another Kenny somewhere.
Kenny Seafood.
Have 2 Kenny Seafood. So this idiot, his name is Richard Boudreaux, 23 years old. He goes to the restaurant. He's dressed in camouflage, wearing gloves, and he brought all the tools he needed to do the burglary. One thing he forgot, though, he forgot a mask to hide his face from security cameras. So the quick-thinking Mr. Boudreaux grabbed a bucket, put it over his head. Now, you're way ahead of me, aren't you?
Yes.
If I may quote Porky Pig, that's all, folks.
Here's the problem. If you put a bucket over your head, you have a choice. A, see what you're doing. B, cover your face from the cameras. You can't do both. He chose B, and he got caught.
Yeah. Or tell the police when they arrive and you're lying in the corner that you should be wearing slippers that look like a mop head.
All right. Let's.
Right. Now, wait a minute. Wait. Where's Louisiana?
No, in the deep south.
In the deep south. There it is. All well, you need to know, folks.
Okay, let's be fair. Let's go to the heartland. Versailles, not Versailles, Versailles, Illinois, where we have a 25-year-old Ryan Hopkins proving what you and I have often said, that drinking makes you stupid.
Unless you're in Cary County.
Thank you.
It's legal.
And it's legal. And so anyway, so this guy goes over to the local Little Caesars pizza place. You remember Little Caesars, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, he apparently had way too much to drink. So he goes in, he tries to say to the store employee, he tries to say this is a holdup, but it came out more like, you know, Foster Brooks. And the employee said, get out. And he did. And finally, Newport News, Virginia, where we have a couple of idiots who did their version of a crash and grab burger. You know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they attempted to break into a pawn shop at a local strip mall. And to do that, they used a sledgehammer to break through the walls. They did manage to break through the walls. But in the process, they also managed to break through a water pipe. And the place flooded and they couldn't get in to steal the stuff.
You see what happens when we're away?
What?
We're not there to help people with these things.
I know. We take a break, but stupid never does.
This is a tough segue because she's not stupid.
No.
And she can sing. Jennifer Vasquez, on our last show, she sang that I Want to Be Pinocchio song.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
I want to be Pinocchio for the day. You can be my Geppetto and move me. And wiggle me, wiggle me, wiggle me. Okay.
She's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Here's what she posted so kindly on her blog, 365 blocks to finding Pinocchio a home. She wrote, two of my songs were on a comedy radio show yesterday called You Can't Make It Up.
Oh.
They are big supporters of a good cause, Voices United for Veterans. Check out the show below. Listen to them. She put links out there to us. Kind of making fun of me, she says, with I Want to Be Pinocchio, but I can take it. Hey, it's a comedy show. Well, Jen, that's the plan anyway.
At least she recognized it. Yeah,
but thanks for mentioning. You'd be the first. Remember my asking in the show, how old is the wooden boy anyway?
That'll be fine.
The puppet. Remember I asked how old he was?
Yes.
One of our regular listeners, Floriana E. in Connecticut, answered the question. She wrote, gentlemen, FYI, Pinocchio is about 132 years old.
Oh, okay.
So, gentlemen, let's ask, what kind of shape are you going to be in when your wood is 132 years old?
Well, at least you'll be able to drink legally if you go to a...
That's all you can do is drive and drink legally.
Here's a question for you. How come you get all the FYI letters and I only get the FU letters?
It's because the people who know you...
Well, I wasn't looking for an answer. That was a...
Their alphabet is limited, as is their vocabulary.
That'll be fine.
Jen, thanks so much for mentioning our favorite charity, Voices United for Veterans. You can find them at voicesunitedforvets.org. Donate today if you would, and here's why. They are helping to end veteran homelessness. If you can believe this, one in four homeless in the U.S. and Canada served their country's military. They fought, they went in harm's way to protect your way of life. Their way of life is they're living in a cardboard box. Mm. There's something wrong with that.
Something very wrong with that. And especially this time of year, we are in the midst of a very deep and cold winter, and these people are on the streets.
Yes.
And they don't last.
VoicesUnitedForVets.org. Any amount you give will go directly to help them reclaim their dignity.
And their lives.
On our way out, Bridgeport, Connecticut rockers, The Alternate Roots. About this tune, lead singer Tim Warren, who wrote it, says, this is the only song I've ever written on the spot with no edits. It's not a song that many bands would record these days, he says, unfortunately. It's experimental. It makes me feel something. We hope it does you, too. This is Lollapalooza from the Bridgeport, Connecticut band, The Alternate Roots. We'll see you again next Monday. Good Lord willing, the creeks don't rise.
This is the wind. Watching the day go, watching it rain. Baby, shake me, show me your shoes. Give me good love, don't bring me the blues.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com.
She sees a moonbeam, lose a bit found. We are the moon rays shining around this town.